Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Who cares? Fitz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. We advocate in following the law.
You do.
Start there. Yes. And if there is a wedding that had 200 people that violated the law last week.
It did.
Then we need to find out who it is. I mean, I hear, well, you got to enforce, but then we say we got to enforce you. Well, the police aren't going to do anything.
Well, hold on. This actually fits. I was going to ask you about this.
They acted as judge and jury.
What are you supposed to do, though? Because the police went, they were called twice.
Right.
And they went and said, this is ridiculous. We're not enforcing this.
So you got 200 people violating the law, a country club violating the law. We got higher numbers than we've ever had before. And we want to limit this spread. The only way to limit this spread is if people act responsibly. And when people don't act responsibly, the institution needs to have some ramifications.
So you've said this before, quite frankly, and I'm glad you brought this up. If the police are frustrated with this and think it's a load of crap, then what are you supposed to do?
Exactly. If we're just going to say, go do what you want, I guess until it affects somebody individually, like, oh, someone in my family got sick and they died, now I'm going to take it seriously? I mean, I guess it is. But the problem becomes, I'm going to tell you something. My son canceled his wedding.
I knew this.
I lived a life. I know exactly, and it was very
painful.
Yeah. So I'm not, you know, living, you know.
Immune
from this thing. We've got to do our numbers have hit over 200. Now today it's at 158,
right.
But the hospitalization is up to 12. That's right. The highest we've had. So now, which is what we've expected to see, now people are starting to go into the hospital.
Right.
So the frustration that Dr. Bogan and her team have, they put out these good recommendations and ways in which we can keep people safe, and then people decide, I'm not going to follow it. The heck with that. I'm going to go do what I want.
Okay, and you're fair-minded and very pragmatic. I get beat up all the time for being soft on you. What the hell do people want us to do? Do they want me to call you a jag-off, and then you call me a jag-off, and then I throw something? I mean, we're trying to fix a problem here and address it. So if you don't like it, SpongeBob started 2 minutes ago. It's easy to catch up with the plot. Hey, so I asked you this morning, and I asked Amy, your communications person, who is the best on earth, quite frankly, and is ready to punch me. But
sometimes too. But
I love her.
Okay.
She's the best ever. But anyway, so here's my point today, which I think is fairly reasonable. I can't put 25 people inside a restaurant, yet I can put 1,000 people inside a casino. It makes no sense.
Well, here's what I think is the difference. And in a casino, certainly you've got a huge, huge footprint. I mean,
yeah.
So the 6-foot distancing or whatever the limit is fine. I do know the rules in the casino have changed. You're not allowed to eat in the casino now.
Nope.
You're not allowed to drink in the casino now. And you're not allowed to smoke in the casino now. There's three things that anybody was allowed to do prior to COVID. When you're in a restaurant, if you're inside, you're doing one thing that's dangerous, number one, being inside. Number two, you don't have a mask on because you're eating. That's also dangerous inside. And then the other thing we hear is, oh, it's hot in the kitchen. It's hot at the griddle. It's hot to the cook, and they're not wearing their masks either. So you've got these.
The casinos have restaurants, and they're serving people outside.
They're not serving. I just said they're not serving food in the casino.
Outside they are.
Well, and you're allowed in a restaurant, too, to do it outside.
But again, they have the same kitchen issues. My argument is You can have 50 people in a casino, but I can't have 50 people in a restaurant. And you've been in casinos, man. I'm not a fan.
I'm not either. I agree. I'm not, that's not, my point is, though, but in the casino, you have to wear the mask. You cannot drink. You cannot eat. You cannot smoke. In a restaurant, that's not what happens, obviously. But if you're outside, and that's what the restaurant industry asked for. They asked for being outside, and they asked for alcohol. And they got and asked for a time limit late in the day. They got what they wanted. They got what they asked for.
Who's gonna enforce any of this, man? Who's gonna count what? How many drinks Marty Griffin has standing outside or sitting down in the restaurant?
So what do we do? Say no alcohol at all?
They were
screaming about that.
So I don't know. Who enforces this, though? Is there a guy with tickets? The cops don't want to do it. That's all I'm saying. How do you enforce?
You're 100% right. And one of the things that they came up with, and maybe that'll be done, is self-enforcement, where they've got to sign a document saying that we didn't do any of these bad things at the risk of our license. That was one of the things they've brought forward. And I'm not sure that's what you do, but that is the conundrum. How do you enforce these things? And I hear people say, well, you let them go on have protests. Well, nobody lets people have protests. I mean, people just go out and they do what they're going to do outside. Nobody gets a permit. Nobody gets a license.
They really don't. But that's the other argument. So my friends go to a Little League tournament this weekend, and they have 150 people there. That's illegal. Yet I can hold a protest downtown today and block an intersection, and nothing gets shut down yet. I'm going to send cops to a Little League tournament. Why, Fitz? Why?
Has anybody been arrested at the Little League tournament?
Well, they haven't enforced it yet.
Of course. That's the point. So what you're saying is you're not allowed to do these things, but people do them anyway. You're not allowed to have a wedding with 200 people, but they did it anyway, and the police said, we're not going to enforce.
Which, by the way, is a conundrum for you, is it not, sir?
Absolutely, because now you're saying, you know, you want to be on both sides. You want to say, well, we enforce it. Yep. Well, we're going to enforce it. Well, don't enforce them. They're nice people. They're hardworking people. They're good folks, and they probably are. I'm not saying that they're not.
I don't know what to tell you, but everybody just does what the hell they want.
When Dr. Bogan tries to make sure that we control the spread and keep people healthy, sometimes the methods of keeping people healthy are inconvenient for us, right? We don't want to have to wear a mask. We don't want to not see our grandparents. We don't want to go visit people at the nursing home.
But I can bring 1,000 people to a damn casino, but I can't see one person at a nursing home. It's ignorant, man.
So you're advocating to shut down the casino. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm saying fair, man. Make it fair. That's all.
Well, what I'm saying is if an operation can function where people aren't bumping into each other, and I'm guessing at the wedding people didn't all sit 6 feet separate. I've been to weddings before, right? You think there might have been dancing?
You get all sweaty, man.
There might have been drinking. There might have been.
I don't know, man. I wasn't going.
The point is, at certain activities, if you are distant, if you're outside, if you're sitting, you know, we know that bars, restaurants, certain gatherings are going to be difficult. And sports are going to be different, too. I'm guessing Little League baseball is probably fairly safe. You don't have to, you know, bump into each other the way you do in football, soccer, basketball, things like that. So, I mean, I think you've got to look
at it. Can I drink water or Coke at a casino?
No.
Nothing?
No. No.
Old lady smuggling in water bottles.
Well, I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? Throw them? You know, I mean, you throw them in jail for drinking water. But that's the rule. The rule is no eating, no drinking, no smoking.
Okay, so now what do we do?
Other vices in there that, you know, between gambling, drinking, and smoking. You know,
Grandma for smuggling in some Evian water. Hey, Fitz, why do we shut down for a week? What did that accomplish, man? The numbers didn't go down.
Well, they're not going to go down right away. There's always a delay in the numbers. When we opened up on June the 5th, the numbers didn't go up right away. They went up 2 and 3 weeks later. Now you're hoping that the shutdown that happened last week results in the fact that maybe they're leveling out, hopefully. I mean, today's a nice number, not nice compared to what we had 3 weeks ago, but better than yesterday and better than the day before. So you want to see the thing level off and hopefully go back down. And then again, you can continue to adjust. So there's a 2 week period now in which outdoor dining, some alcohol, some limitations, you know, you got to sit down, you got to wear your mask, all those kind of things are in place. And then I'm sure they're going to continue to monitor the contact tracing and the investigations. They're looking to see where the hot spots are, what industries, what activities, what things are happening. I will tell you, again, the casino, I'm going to say very few cases.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Very few cases from Joe Tamalini's restaurant. Very few cases from Napa Prime. I'm just saying that I can give you 100 restaurants with nothing.
And then we got to go one by one with 5,000 restaurants. How do you do that?
I don't know, but they're all on a cliff, as you know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, and believe me, Dr. Bogan and her team do they care so deeply. I can't even tell you how much they care about, you know, health and business and everything else. So nobody's making these decisions to try to hurt anybody.
How do you feel about being the bad guy? Because now you're the bad guy. How do you feel?
I guess that comes with the job, but I also hope people realize we're doing everything we can to try to save lives,
right,
to try to get our economy going. And we have opened up things. I mean, you and I went back and forth about the real estate industry.
Yes, sir.
The car dealership.
Yes, sir.
The haircutting. You had Emilio on there for a time. After they're open again.
You're right. You're right.
So, certain things we figure out a way.
You're right.
They've been safe.
You're right.
They haven't had any cases out of these.
You're right.
So we're looking at ways, and maybe, again, within the restaurants, maybe there are ways in which, even on the indoor, because we're going to have to figure out the indoor once the weather, gets, cools down.
Once it gets below 115, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
Let me have a sweaty meal this weekend. Hey, Fitz.
Yeah.
Meet you at the wedding, man.
Sounds good.
See you, buddy. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.